man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and he
welcome,
taught
folks.
Him to be a business man.
You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon, and here on Monday, July 20th, 2020. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next hour, a live program from North Dakota, brought to you through the good offices of the Republic Broadcasting Network based in Round Rock, Texas. That's where you send your support. Go to republicbroadcasting.org to see how to do that. And if you want to call in this show, you can do that too, 800-313-9443. And avail us of your wisdom on the subject of the Trump phenomenon, which we vainly attempt to cover in a mere hour one day. Donald Trump, I think he sleeps about 4 hours a day. And the other 22 hours, he's, no, 20 hours, sorry. The other 20 hours, he's on a tear. And so you'd need 20 hours to keep up with him, and that wouldn't suffice either, because he's got a whole team of people that are on a tear. The although I'll tell you, tonight he has a spare amount of tweeting. Hasn't done much tweeting today. He's got let me hit refresh and make sure I'm not missing something. He tweeted 5 hours ago. And he tweeted 16 hours ago and tweeted 12 hours ago. But then we go back to yesterday's tweet. So this is a kind of a record-breaking day of few tweets, three that I see. So we'll talk about those. And let me see what's going on over here. Breitbart, and of course we'll take your calls. The wow, the I'll tell you, folks, it's getting far out. And the what's the countdown clock? Is it 106 days? Let's look at it here. The election countdown. I think it must be about 106 days. Here we go. Take a look. 106 days. And here's a different. This one has 105 days. I think that's the accurate one. Until midnight, Tuesday, November 3rd. It's 105 days, 4 hours, and 53 minutes, and 45 seconds. I watched Tucker Carlson tonight, and what's the name of the comedian? Forgotten his name. But Tucker asked him, he said, do you think a couple of years from now you'll still be living in California? Adam Carolla. And Carolla said, nope, we're going to Texas, probably. He said, but if you live in California, and I know all about California, I grew up there, spent many decades there. And he said, good people can take the punishment that's dished out to good people in California for a couple of years, but they can't take the life sentence. And he says, that's what it's become now in California. If you're a good person, you're in a life sentence of being punished for that. So he said, and then Tucker said, you know, there's going to be a major demographic shift in America in the next months and couple of years. A lot of people are going to be on the move. They're going to be heading to places like this place I'm in, North Dakota. They're going to be heading away from places like New York City, Southern California, and Chicago, and headed toward, well, what's the song say that we introduced the show with? The country boy can survive. They're going to be trying to survive out here with us country folk, meaning outside of those big cities that have become a life sentence for good people. So here, let's take a peek at the, here's the latest tweet from the president. This one, he says, there's a picture of the president wearing his presidential virus mask. He says, we are united in our effort to defeat the invisible China virus. I like that turn of phrase. And many people say that it is patriotic to wear a face mask when you can't socially distance. There is nobody more patriotic than me, your favorite president. So he's... I think that's fine, what he's doing right there. That's fine. The sad part of that is that the general public, and the president, of course, has to deal with the real world. He can't work with the fantasy world that radio hosts work with, like me. We can fantasize on the air and spin yarns and do things that a president, he has to deal with. He can't. He has to deal with the real world. And in the real world, sadly, many of the people who need to vote for Donald Trump believe the BS about the coronavirus. The president has it better. The invisible China virus. I like that. a lot of its invisibility is due to the fact that it's not there. In most cases, it's not on the countertops. It's not on the handles of the shopping carts. It's not on the doorknobs. It doesn't live on surfaces. And so all of these people wiping down all their doorknobs inside their house are suffering from a... They're not in a pandemic. They're in a panic. And they're suffering from hysteria. But that's the real world. The president has to live in that world. He can't, like me, he can't make fun of it. The political cost would be too great. He would lose. And that's not, you can't do that. In war, you can't afford to lose. So he's got to deal with these sensibilities of people that need to vote for him, who still think they need to wash their hands with alcohol and dry their skin out so badly that all kinds of viruses and bacteria will just drop right through that cracked skin. They'll get some illness they wouldn't have otherwise gotten if they'd kept their natural oil protection on their skin. He's just got to deal with that. So he's going to do a little bit of mask wearing. All right. And he's a debonair guy, mask on or not. There you go. Let's take a look over here at the Breitbart, see what's the big deal over here on Breitbart. And I'll keep an eye here. I'll keep one eye out of the corner of my mask here. Do you think I wear a mask while I do the radio show? Are you kidding? I was joking with the engineer. Let me find something here. Hang on just a second here. Okay. Oh, I'll tell you, this stuff is so dumb. You know, I wonder how many industrial accidents and other accidents have occurred in the last couple months because somebody's important instructions weren't heard clearly. So, you know, on an important thing where somebody's directing a crane that's picking up a 20-ton beam,
you don't want to hear this. Please, no, no. No, not to the left, to the right. I said right. No, no, don't. You're going to kill that guy.
No, that's not how you can, that's not what you want. Or how about this? If somebody's coming in for a landing on one of our Navy carriers, what do they call that ball? They have a thing for the ball that you, it's wonderful when you watch how they do the miracle of landing. What do they see when they do a go by or a go around or a fly by? I forget some of the commands. You know, you've watched the same movies I have. It's wonderful to behold. But can you just imagine the tower on the Navy carrier?
I said, no, 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 damn it, don't land. No, I don't, no, no, left, no, right, no, oh, no, you're going to hit that, no, oh, ah!
Yeah, can you imagine that? No, in fact, I think that probably tower operators and other people probably take classes in enunciation. I'll bet you a dollar to a donut that people... upon whose voices lives depend, take courses in clear enunciation, being understood, the right pace, the speed, etc. I hope they do. Anyway, let's see, what do we got here? What sort of entertainment is brought to us? Oh, now, this isn't funny. You know, we've been entertained by some of this stuff, but I've been pretty rather dour or doer, as you want to pronounce it, because this isn't funny, what we're facing. If these rats, these demons that They're swarming all over the country. If they steal this election, it's going to be a really, it is going to be some kind of a discussion we'll have right here on this show. And I want to hear what you say. What do you think? Secession? Or do we come up with a better word, a different word, like separation? That might be a good word rather than secession. The word secession has been kind of tainted somewhat. Separation sounds maybe less so. But what do we do? Do we exist as a minority, a patriot minority, trying to survive? Trying to survive, sticking together. Do we congregate in certain parts of the country? Do we defend ourselves against being swarmed by these creeps? What does the left live for? What do they want of us? They want to destroy us. They are evil. It's not that they have different views and they have different goals and they want to live life differently. And they'd be perfectly happy if we would let them, which we would, which we do, if we would let them live their life the way they want to live it, they will not reciprocate. They are not of that same generous nature. They will not let you live your life the way you want to live it, where you want to live it. Oh, no. Oh, no. They envy you. You don't envy them. Of course, who could envy these people? I mean, God, they're disgusting in our eyes. But they envy you, meaning they despise you. And what they want is to destroy you. They don't want you. Your happiness is their problem. And the only solution is to end your happiness and to ultimately end you. So how do we solve that problem? How do we live in that world? That will be what we will be facing, possibly. And, of course, this has been forecast. A relative of mine, Madison Grant, wrote a book called The Passing of the Great Race back in The Passing of the Great Race. My cousin, Madison Grant. In fact, let me just look up the Wikipedia article on Madison Grant. And, those were the days, huh? Madison Grant was a very prominent academic. People like Madison Grant, patriots of that caliber, were the heads of departments. He died in 1937, born in 1865. Can you believe it? An American lawyer, writer, zoologist, known primarily for his work as a eugenicist and conservationist, and as one of the leading thinkers and activists of the progressive era. Now, I can't believe that as objective a paragraph as that actually leads Madison Grant's Wikipedia article. I wish I could get one that objective. As a eugenicist, Grant was the author of The Passing of the Great Race, a work espousing scientific racism, and played an active role in crafting strong immigration restriction and anti-miscegenation laws in the United States. As a conservationist, Grant is credited with the saving of many different species of animals, founding many different environmental and philanthropic organizations, and developing much of the discipline of wildlife management. I'll tell you what, speaking of wildlife, so far this is a wildly objective appraisal. Can't believe I'm reading it on Wikipedia. Maybe they slipped up. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change.
We're back, folks. And so far in the show, I'm kind of reminiscing about some of the... Well, I'm talking about what will become of us. And thinking about, I'm going to mention a few names here. I mentioned, these are all cousins of mine. Madison Grant is one. Carlton Putnam is another. And Carlton Kuhn is yet another. And here, I'll read a little bit. Putnam was born to a prominent family from New England. These are descendants of pilgrims. He was a lineal descendant of American Revolutionary War General Israel Putnam, as am I. He was also the cousin of physical anthropologist Carlton Kuhn, with whom he corresponded closely regarding theories of anatomical and biological differences between human races. He's best known for his book entitled Race and Reason. He also wrote a book called Race and Reality. Race and Reason was published in 1961. And he sent a copy to President Dwight D. Eisenhower. or it originated in a letter he had sent to Eisenhower before the book came out. And interestingly, I've forgotten Carlton Putnam's professional position. He was, I think, a vice president of American Airlines. Let me see if I can see it somewhere in his information here. But, you know, there was a time when people who think, as many of you do, and I do, were prominent in American life. Vice presidents of major airlines, heads of departments at a university like Columbia. Carlton Putnam founded Chicago and Southern Airlines, which merged with Delta. He later served as chief executive officer, CEO of Delta. You've flown on Delta. If you fly, you've at some point flown on Delta. And he was on its board of directors until his death in 1998. But in his Carlton Putnam and Carlton Coon and Madison Grant, what they all advocated is that we be allowed to be us, that we be allowed to be the European race that we are, in perpetuity. It's such a simple request. It's really all we want. Nothing more, nothing else. Just to be allowed to be us in perpetuity. And that means, of course, having babies that are us. They are us because mom and dad are both members of that European race. And we maintain our ways, we go on as a people with all of the aspects of being a people. So we have music that we love, like Merle Haggard. And we have art, we have ways of being. We have standards that are ours. But that's outrageous now. That's politically incorrect. That's racist. And if Joe Biden becomes president and Antifa and Black Lives Matter, it will be illegal to do those things. It will be illegal to want those things. It will be illegal to think those things. And, you know, I wonder how many of the enviers of other races who envy the white race, I wonder how many of them realize or can admit to themselves, have the honesty to admit to themselves, that's all we want. We actually don't want to rule over other races. We actually want to get away from them. Ruling over another race is a... You just signed up for, like, for instance, not many of you want to be prison guards because you would be, or, you know, something like that. You don't want to sign up for a job where you're going to be doing something or be with people you don't want to be with. You don't want to be, maybe you don't want to be lion tamers. You don't want to be in a cage with lions. So no, we don't want to rule over other races. We don't want to put other races down. We'll be right back to continue that thought. We'll go to Gregory there in California right after this break. Like the show.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool.
Hey, we're back, folks. Man is hard to and we're going to go to Gregory in California in just a moment, but I want to complete my little genealogical moment here. I refreshed my memory here looking at my database at ancestry.com, and Madison Grant is my seventh cousin through my dad's mom. Carlton Putnam is my ninth cousin through my mother's mother, and Carlton Coon is my 11th cousin also through my mother's mother. And all of these men, great, great men, who are very honored in their time. This has changed. They honored by presidents. Madison Grant was spent time in the office of Calvin Coolidge, Theodore Roosevelt. The Grant tree in California, you know, as a Boy Scout, when we went to visit the Sherman and Grant trees, giant redwoods in the High Sierra of California. What a thing to see those as, you know, like a 12-year-old kid up there at Camp Old Jado. sing this song and send it skyward, booming through the pines. Hail the gem of High Sierra, hail old Jato mine. Yeah. Oh, it was wonderful. The innocence of those days. I was born in 48, so I would have been 12 in 1960. But we walked, we hiked to the Grant tree. And I thought it was General Ulysses Grant was the namesake of that tree. It's not. It was Madison Grant. As a great conservationist, they named one of the two biggest redwoods in the world. They named it after this great man, Madison Grant. Anyway, I wonder what the governor of California is going to do about that. Probably the creeps out in California will try to burn it down. Unfortunately for them, redwood trees are hard to burn down because redwood is fire. The bark is fire resistant. But I mentioned Carlton Putnam, CEO of Delta Airlines. Wow. Imagine him doing that today. Now, he advocated segregation when that was not a outrageous thing to say or advocate. Every single politician in the South advocated segregation. Every single one. Every city councilman, every state representative, every district judge. If you didn't, you weren't a politician in the South. It was viewed as a normal thing that we wanted to live by ourselves. That was a very normal thing. How did it become a heinous thing? And by the way, that had been a normal condition among us humans for tens of thousands of years. How did it become overnight, just like that, a heinous thing? Well, you know, that's its own long story, isn't it? Anyway, let's go to, we'll turn as we, depending on how things go here, we'll find ourselves thinking along different lines as to what is the path for us to follow as a people. Let me go to our caller, Gregory in California. Maybe he has an idea. Hi, Gregory.
Hello, James. How art thou on this wonderful Individual Independence Day that I'm currently celebrating?
Hello? Well, you know, I don't need to tell you or anybody else in the audience. I'm scared stiff.
Scared?
Scared, yeah. I'm scared of November 3rd.
What do you got to be afraid of? Those that are afraid of living or those that are afraid of dying are afraid of living? As far as I can see.
No, you don't want to advocate a condition of life, Gregory, in which you're never scared of anything. That's a questionable state to be in, where you're not scared of anything. That's not where you want to be.
I fear my maker.
Well, there's a good one there. There are a lot of other things you should be scared of.
That's the only thing I'm afraid of. Everything else, and that's the only one I honor, and that's the only law I practice.
Well, here's what I'm scared of. Yeah, but Gregory, here's what I'm scared of. The amount of evil that's accumulated in America over these decades. You know, we all of us patriots, we've been talking about it decade after decade. We keep talking about it. But at no point has the gangrene or the problem. There's no period of a year or 5 years or 10 years. There's no interval in your life or mine where things were getting better. You know, you can't say, well, you know, back from about 76 to 1980, things got better. No, the immigration invasion, and specifically the immigration invasion has never abated. It certainly has never reversed. There was never a moment, as we had back in Eisenhower's Operation Wetback, back in 1956, where he's actually sent 100,000 Mexicans back to Mexico.
And Operation Wetback, yeah.
He actually named it Operation Wetback, and that was not considered a pejorative term. It was a descriptive term. In other words, if you got into the United States by swimming across the Rio Grande, one way the border agent would identify you is he could say, you know, hey, mister, how come your shirt is all wet and your pants and your shoes? You're dripping wet.
I was sweating a lot, man, because I was out there picking cotton in the tobacco fields. And it's
I think you just swam across the Rio Grande, sir, and I want you to get into my vehicle here, and we're going to drive you back across the Rio Grande. Anyway.
Hey, James, who was it that coined the term or the phrase, I care not what kind of government you have as long as I can create the currency?
Well, yes, but that's not what I'm talking about now. I mean,
it all ties in because where we're at right now. If you can
Not where we're at right now. Where we're at is that's not what Grant talked about. That's not what Carlton Kuhn or Carlton Putnam talked about. What they talked about was our replacement by the third world. And that's exactly that. That had nothing to do with finance or currency or anything of that sort.
I don't think so. That's
well, okay.
Why
everything's connected. Everything. Well, come on. Listen, I don't want to have a debate with you over whether we're going to talk about what you want to talk about or what I want to talk about. I can tell you how that one turns out. We're going to talk about what I want to talk about. When you get your radio show, you can tell me what to talk about. Deal.
No, I'm just asking and posing questions.
I understand that. And when you get a radio show, you get to pose the questions. When I have a radio show, I get to pose the questions. So come November 3rd, which I am afraid of, boy, am I ready. I am ready to be, you know, so needlessly afraid. I will be so overjoyed. But what I'm saying is that the decades have added up. The tens of millions of people swarming into this country, the weight of it, we keep talking about it, but maybe we've reached that moment, that tipping point. You know, there was a moment when the Titanic had to go down, when the captain realized, you know what, we've taken on more water than this steel ship can take, and we're going down. And so there may be a tipping point where so much damage has been done to what our people were, that America that Donald Trump refers to, make America great again, that maybe we can't make America great again. And my fear is this, that if Donald Trump loses on November 3rd, the Democrats will then have probably 8 years in which we will be screwed, tattooed, and blued. They will pass so much legislation, they will probably control the House and the Senate, the most unbelievable, outrageous gun confiscation, banning of the First Amendment, destruction of the First Amendment, destruction of the Bill of Rights, the most incredible laws will be passed, and the most incredible Supreme Court will come into existence. That, you know, this will be an unrecognizable place. And with the United States, we're the flagship of the European people of the world. We're by far the biggest European people. And if we go like the Titanic, if we go down, how does the much smaller European peoples of the world, how do they, you know, not get swept up in the whirlpool of our sinking? Anyway, Gregory, do you have a final thought?
No, I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think Trump's going to win on November 3rd?
Frankly, I really could care less because it's all...
Okay, now, Gregory, I don't know. You're like the guy... I had a guy say that yesterday, and I'm wondering, where do you guys come from? Frankly, I could care less. And I don't think, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Does not depend on who's the president.
Yeah, okay.
I don't
All right.
give a darn
Thanks, Gregory,
about your...
thanks. Gregory, thanks, thanks. I can't take you seriously, my friend. Lower the volume, engineer. Because as somebody that says that, I don't care. Really, I mean, please, I hope I have... I had a call like that yesterday. Please, I hope you're not typical of people in this audience. Please, spare me. I don't care, or it doesn't matter. I asked a guy yesterday, I said, what are you smoking? Your whole future depends on it, Gregory, and that of all your descendants, and the descendants of all those you love. All righty, let's take a look here over. Let's go take a look. Let me go back and take a look at the president. I'll tell you what, the president might be a little bit bummed out himself. I don't know. I shouldn't say that. 83.8 million followers. That's 100,000 more than were there yesterday. That's good news. A little bit of good news. Take it where you can get it. And, I love this. Ah, here's a great headline. Now, you know this guy, Chris Wallace. He is a complete sack of crap on Fox. The son of Mike Wallace, who's gone to his just reward. Here's Chris Wallace sitting with the president at the White House outdoors. And they're about, I'll tell you what, those look like 24-inch pavers there. He's 3.5 feet away from the president. He's 3 feet away from the president. And he's mask-shaming the president. He's going on and on about why don't you wear a mask and blah, blah, and this. Sniping, taking any mean and nasty shot he can take at the president. And then I love the headline here at Breitbart. Chris Wallace, mask shames Trump with no mask on. Yeah, Chris Wallace doesn't have a mask. He never wears a mask. I don't need no mask. I don't need no stinking mask. I don't got to show you no stinking mask. We are the federales. You know, the federal police, the mounted police. Do you remember that movie, folks? Oh, God, you know, the fun times we've had with things. They're just little moments, you know, in songs, you know, like the Kung Flu. But this is one, you know, who will ever forget this moment here? And I'm going to apply it now to, I don't need no stinking mask. Okay, here it is. And remember, Humphrey Bogart, I think this is 1937. Here he is, the bandito, the Mexican. He's there with Humphrey Bogart, the white guy, who's in the Sierra Madre looking for gold. And let's see what happens here. You know, I run into this. It's something I'm doing wrong, I assure you. I know it's something I'm doing wrong. But I should get these YouTubes rolling before I go on the air. Somehow they cash on me. And, shame on me. Let me try a different one here. Maybe it'll cash less. That's going to do the same thing. But anyway, I will reenact the scene myself. You all remember it very well, which is the stinking badges. I don't need no stinking mask. I don't got to show you no stinking mask. But now you've got to show the stinking mask all over the place. We've gone backwards. This week, today, many stores, you got to have the stinking mask. And after you wear it long enough, it does stink. All righty, well.
Estoy chadita.
Oiga, señor, we are federales.
You know, the mounted police.
If you're the police, where are your badges?
Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Better not come any closer.
No sea tonto, hombre. We didn't try to do you any harm. Why don't you try to be a little more polite? Give us your gun, and we'll leave you in peace.
I need my gun myself.
Give us your gun, and we'll leave you in peace. Why don't you try to be a little more polite, senor? We'll finish that. That's so unforgettable. We'll be back with James and Charlotte right after this break.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to
beware. Hey, we're back, folks. And James and Charlotte will go to you in just a moment. But I just want to relish for a moment this unforgettable scene in The Treasure of the Sierra Madre. And I'm way off in my date. The book was written in 1935, but the movie's not from 37. It's from the year of my birth, 1948. It was released in January of 48. I was a 3-month-old baby in my mom's womb. when this was released. And Humphrey Bogart's a New Yorker like myself, at least in terms of my birth. And Bogart was, he has excellent lineage, speaking about passing of the great race. His ancestry includes going back to John Howland of the Mayflower, and my ancestry goes back to Howland too. So I'll trace it and figure it out later. Can't do it right now on the show, but I'll figure out what degree cousin Humphrey Bogart is to me. But I'm also related to him through his father, whose middle name is DeForest, as in Lee DeForest, who is a cousin of mine. So I'm going to be related to Bogart both on his mother's and his father's side. But here he is. He's got his rifle, and the Mexican bandito, Federales. Here he goes.
Throw that old iron over here. We'll pick it up and go on our way.
You go anyway without my gun and go quick.
Okay, that's the end of that scene. Let's go to James. James, you're there. Do you remember that scene from The Treasure of the Sierra Madre?
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite movies.
Here's the thing. That came out the year I was born. And, you know, this goes back to what I was saying about Madison Grant, Carlton Putnam, Carlton Coon. These were respected people. Treasure of the Sierra Madre, produced by John Huston, who was one of the top filmmaker in America, who was a great white man, and Humphrey Bogart, another great white man. Such movies were normal. America was great again. And in that very same year, at that time, Donald Trump, living right there in New York City, he was 2 years old. But one of your favorite movies?
I was just going to hit you with a trivia question about that movie. Do you know the name of the actor that played the Mexican bandit?
No, who was it?
Alfonso Bedoya. He starred in quite a few movies back in the day.
Well, he did a brilliant job. I mean, it's wonderfully, wonderfully done.
We're about to run out of time. I just want to – let me ask you something. Something I've been hearing here and there, and I run into it, and I hear somebody mention it, and I just wanted to get your immediate reaction to it. What do you think would you feel good about, or do you think it would be beneficial if, say, Trump were to give Mike Pence a cabinet position and name Tucker Carlson as his running mate?
I would love that. I don't think that can happen, but I would love it. That would be great. Let's talk about it. Call me back. It's a wonderful idea. Call tomorrow night and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
I love it. And hey, I love all you out there in the audience. We'll meet up again tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.